This is your year to thrive. Success you will find. Today is your day, and now is your time.
Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Proverbs 10:4. I'm here to tell you, you can do it if you can just motivate yourself.
12, the masses had to cut off a few, so on the daily, you and I could rendezvous. A misshapen tree that I had to prune. I had to make cuts to be here daily at noon. So, like a tidal wave of knowledge monsoon, I could rain on the parades of those of doubt and you. Are you the next Rockefeller or the next guru? Or the next Dr. King who's changing the rules? Falls in your way, will you run right through? Like a running back, forth the one, it's up to you. I remember my days back in the dorm room, tuned to the gloom like the temple of doom. Overwhelmed with the doubts that try to consume my hope for the future that I could pursue. But from the mountaintop now I can conclude that you...
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to The Conversation. It is a Thrive Time show on your radio. And the entire reason why we have this show, the entire reason why we get together each week and do this show each day, is because we believe that you have the power to change. We believe that you have the power to change, to actually begin to craft your thoughts, to begin to think new thoughts, to begin to take new actions, and to produce new results. Let me just get this. Let me make sure that I'm teaching this yes. pattern that Napoleon Hill teaches. The first thing you have to do to become successful is you have to begin thinking new thoughts. So before you can think new thoughts, you have to change the inputs that go into your head. So step one, you've got to be intentional about what you put in your head, because garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. You know, a lot of people, studies have shown that people who play a lot of violent video games become more violent. People that watch a lot of adult content become more violent. People that listen to positive music become more positive. People that attend church more often tend to have a more positive worldview. People that watch motivational movies tend to be more motivated. People who listen to upbeat music while working out tend to be more upbeat while working out. So you have to control, first off, what goes into your head. You are in charge of that. You are in control of your mind, your mental environment. What are you putting in your head? Step two, after you decide what you're going to put in your head, then what you have to do is you begin to think new thoughts, which happens just subconsciously. You know, your mind starts to think positive thoughts because you have been feeding it the proper things. Then step three, you will begin to take new actions. You will want to take new actions because you will know that Elon Musk achieved success the same way you and I can achieve success. You'll know how Walt Disney achieved success. You will understand how Russell Simmons achieved success. You'll begin to, instead of just looking at successful people and their hour of triumph and saying, oh, it must be nice. Instead of looking at a successful person when they cross the finish line and saying, oh, it must be nice.
Lucky.
Instead of looking at somebody who's physically in shape and saying, well, it must be nice. You begin to ask yourself, how did they do that? And then the next step is you begin to model your behavior after successful people. You begin to do what successful people do, and then you begin to receive the results, the fruits from doing what successful people do. It's not that complicated. It literally is a thing about, if you're sowing seeds on concrete, on non-fertile ground, you're probably going to have less fruit than if you sowed the seeds on fertile ground, right? But if you haven't studied a successful farmer before and you're kind of new to the planet and you don't know how farming works, you might just be working super hard sowing seeds on the wrong ground. And so with my DJ business, it took me years because I was marketing my disc jockey service to exclusively the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce. Turns out very few brides-to-be go to the chamber.
Shop in the chamber meetings.
To find a DJ. but yet I bought a membership.
Right.
And they were convinced that I needed a membership in order to market myself, get my name out there.
I bought
a big Better Business Bureau membership, the Better Business Bureau, the BBB.
The old three Bs right there.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I bought that thing, and it turns out not many brides are going to the Better Business Bureau before booking their DJ.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah, and Better Business Bureau, I'm looking for a DJ.
I was networking with the Bixby Chamber of Commerce, and it turns out, Chubb, brides typically aren't going to the Bixby Chamber of Commerce morning networking events.
You know.
And yes, I did book some events. I remember running into one lady, Miss Michelle Burns. Michelle, if you're listening, I met Michelle at the Bixby Chamber of Commerce event, and I had an opportunity to DJ for her daughter, Ashley, and I DJed a lot of the Bixby events for their school. But it turns out there's not a lot of weddings at those chamber events.
The chamber events.
So once I finally figured out this combination of how to do the marketing, the sales, the customer service, the accounting, I thought, you know what? I'll use the same systems for different businesses. And so one by one, I began to grow one of the largest marketing companies in Oklahoma, Make Your Life Epic. I began to grow Elephant in the Room Men's Grooming Lounge. I began to grow DJ Connection. I began to grow Epic Photography. I grew Party Pro. At the time, it was called Party Perfect Rentals. I grew The Wedding Show. I grew a lot of things. And they all took off and succeeded because it was a proven system. And so the third phase of my career, Chuck, this is my final, is once you learn, that's step one. Step two, then you begin to earn. But then if you have a soul, your goal will be to want to return, right? Because you want to learn, earn, return.
There you go.
And so I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mentor the masses. Now that I've got it figured out, I'm 27 years old, 28 years old at the time, almost, you know, getting into almost 30. I really don't need to work very much anymore, so I'm going to spend my time mentoring the masses. And so I basically, I felt like I was kind of like living in San Diego and Las Vegas, because Vanessa and I would go there all the time. And you fly out there. Now, Chuck, have you ever done motivational speaking as a career, a little side job, a little side gig?
I've been to one event with you, but personally, no.
Okay, so let's just recap the event you and I did in New York.
Yep, Long Island.
So first step is you fly out there.
You do.
And that wipes out pretty much a whole day.
Yep, yep.
Then you set up your equipment.
The first step is you got to make sure you got everything.
Oh, yeah, because you have to write the speech first.
Just write the speech.
Which takes about 5 to 10 hours to write it. Plus, you have to edit it, make the slideshow.
Right.
Then you have to talk to the event planner to book the event, to get the deposit and secure the payment. Then you got to travel with 2 laptops in case one crashes and multiple thumb drives and post-up stands. And
all of it.
There's a bit, I think the checklist itself is like 2 pages long.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Then you travel with a big bucket of books. And the books are heavy books.
The tubs of books, turns out those are super heavy.
And they charge you based on the weight
right.
to ship the books. So now you travel with the books, and you go there, and you get about an hour to speak, typically.
Right. Right.
And at most events that hire you to speak, you've got about 10% of the people who are there because they want to be. And then you've got about 90% that don't want to be there at all.
Somebody's making them be there most of the
But they
time.
Have to be there right. because someone has made them be there.
Yep.
And so now you're speaking to an audience of people that aren't seekers. They don't want to get better. They just are forced to be there. So you meet people and you're like, hi, what's your name? And I remember at the New York event in particular, one lady, she says, oh, I'm actually with the bank. We're one of the sponsors. Thanks for being here as our speaker. And I said, well, great. Well, so we were talking today about moving beyond surviving and how to start your own business. What kind of business do you want to start? She says, oh, I would never want to start a business. I just have to be here because we have a sponsor table.
Right.
So the entire time I'm talking, she's texting. She's not paying attention. She doesn't care. She's not taking notes
right.
because she doesn't have to be there. She didn't want to be there. She has to be there. It's out of obligation. It's like forcing someone to go to church with you. They don't want to be there. It's like forcing somebody to go golfing with you who despises golf. And so I spoke for UPS, you know, and guess what? I spoke to UPS in Denver, and it turns out, Chup, about 10% of the people, guess what?
Wanted to be there.
Want to be there.
Yeah.
The other 90% don't want to be there. Then, you know, O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Those people, they hired me. Turns out it's an HR talk, talking about how to treat your employees, your fellow teammates with respect. And
well, that's such a, I'm sure, passionate subject that they all wanted to be there.
Well, it turns out about 5% of those people
oh,
wanted to
my
be
gosh.
There in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And so you find out that, okay, I know what I got to do. I got to improve my speaking skills. So you have Carlton Pearson. You know, I had him help me, advise me on how to become a better speaker. I got all the books about how to become a better speaker. And Chuck, do you want to hear the formula to become a better speaker?
Please, yeah.
Okay, there's only 4 moves here. Okay, step one, you got to build rapport with your audience.
Build rapport.
So you got to be kind of funny.
Yeah.
So you'll say, "All right, folks, how many people today here remember when you were a kid?" And then, like, you know, 10% of the hands go up. How many people here have a kid? The hands go up. Then you say, "How many people here were a kid?" And some people kind of put the hands up. And you say, "How many people are here? Is this thing on?" And then people kind of giggle.
Wait, what? What?
And you're like, "All right, folks, here's the deal. What we're going to do is..." And then it becomes a joke. It becomes a comedy routine. It's like business comedy. Then you find the needs. You say, "How many of you here want to become the best HR manager possible? How many of you, if you could triple your income, would want to improve your HR skills? Uh-huh. How many of you, if you could achieve complete time freedom as a result of simply learning three secrets, how many of you would want to know that, those secrets? And now they find a need. So you build rapport, yeah. You found the need.
They put the phone down.
And now you give them benefits. So the benefits are, here's what to do, supported by facts. And then you give them a call to action. Like, okay, here's what we need to do. Let's do it. Woo! And then you have an hour to speak, though, by the way. So I discovered that long form speaking is my way. Short form speaking, like a 30-minute talk on how to achieve success, in my mind, is a stupid premise.
Right.
It's not possible. But I can say, hey, during a two-day conference, a two-day workshop, you, me, phones off, your spouse, you can ask questions. There's no upselling. It's just you, your business team, me, you want to be there. This is something you want to go
to. You've
chosen to fly here from all over the world. We are going to take 2 days out of our life. We're going to block it off. Cell phones off, smartphones off, brains on. It's all out. There's no questions that are out of bounds. You can ask me any question possible. And I'm going to lead you through the proven 13-step path that Dr. Zellner and I have used to build 13 multi-million dollar companies.
Right.
And we're going to teach you. And Chuck, you've been to these workshops.
All of them.
And do we not get phenomenal results?
It's so awesome. A lot of people, if you've listened to previous podcasts or shows, you know, my parents had a commercial concrete company growing up. And it's so awesome to see all of these people come together in one spot and have the exact same problems my parents had.
Oh.
The exact same problems every client that we were. That everybody has the same issues. And when everybody shows up, we say a lot, it's like iron sharpens iron. So you see these other grinders, you see these other
right.
entrepreneurs, and you guys talk there and you come up with new questions, or somebody else asks a question that makes you think, I never even thought about it from that way. And
we
it's
had
just
an
awesome.
Attorney that came from New Orleans,
yep,
who apparently is getting far more leads than he's ever received in his life
right.
as a result of Chris Schwartz from New Orleans.
Yep.
I think we worked
Shout
with Chris
out.
For like 3 weeks. And his leads just transformed.
He had no online leads, if I remember correctly. And now he's just getting like dozens. And it's just...
I think the Delrick's research now, I think they're up like something like 4 or 5 times more revenue than last
yeah.
year. I know Tip Top Canine is up with like 70%. I think,
yeah.
I think it's 50%
crushing
for the year.
It.
They're doing great. Full Package Media, a startup who's now doing great. They're on the process of franchising right now.
So amazing.
I mean, so it's just, it's awesome.
Well, and if you want to come to this conference, we're giving away...
Two
free tickets. All you got to do is get on iTunes or Stitcher. Look for the Thrive Time Show. Okay?
Okay.
iTunes or Stitcher. Step one, subscribe. So subscribe to the podcast
on iTunes
or Stitcher.
So step one, you subscribe to the podcast.
Correct.
On Stitcher or iTunes.
Step two, leave a review. Okay. Objective review. Let us know. We want to get better. We want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, the feedback. Give it to us.
Let us have it. And then prove to us that you got that review. So screenshot and email it to info@thrive15.com and you'll get two free $99 tickets. So $200 worth of tickets.
And you're going to get the book Thrive.
The Thrive book, Clay's book.
That will teach you our philosophy.
It's an outline of it all. And so it's actually a $220 value. So if you do that, February 16th, 17th conference, send that review, screenshot to that review to info@thrive15.com. We'll get you two tickets and the Thrive book.
Now we come back, we're going to talk about chapter 5 or phase 5 of my career as we're talking about how you can find significance. And before we get back from the break, I encourage you to get out a piece of paper and write down, in what areas of your career are you not satisfied? In what areas of your career do you feel stuck? And we come back, let's see if we can get unstuck. It's a new year. It's a new you. Mm. Let's make it happen. It's a Thrive Time Show on the radio.
Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show on Talk Radio 1170.
To what the masses had to cut off a few. So on the daily, you and I could rendezvous. A misshapen tree that I had to prune. I had to make cuts to be here daily at noon. So like a tidal wave of knowledge monsoon, I could rain on the parades of those of doubt and you. Are you the next Rockefeller or the next guru? Or the next Dr. King who's changing the rules? Hot walls are in your way, will you run right through? Like a running back, force the one, it's up to you. I remember my days back in the dorm room. Tuned to the gloom like the temple of doom. Overwhelmed with the doubts that try to consume my hope for the future that I could pursue. But from the mountaintop now I can conclude that you have what it takes if you want
this
the view to.
This is your year to thrive. Success you will find. Today is your day. And now is your time. It's your year to thrive.
Thrive Nation. Welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your radio. And that was Captain Hook there, Merton Huff on the chorus there. Captain Hook, are you ready for
the Thrive
intros
wild.
There? Unbelievable. Merton, that song kind of gets stuck in your head, doesn't it?
It's my time to thrive, baby.
Unbelievable. Now, Thrive Nation, we're talking today about specifically how you can find significance with this new year and this new you. And specifically, we're just kind of walking you through the chapters of my business career. So maybe you could say, yep, I've been stuck there for a decade. Or, yeah, I'm glad I move on past that pretty quick there, buddy. So this is going to be self-deprecating. But my first chapter of my business career was just trying to earn financial freedom. And so I read The $100,000 Club, a great book, read that book. And Chip, I want to make sure we put a link to that.
We got a link to it on the show.
Great. It's a great book. It's called How to Make a Six-Figure Income. And then I had to, these are the steps if you want to achieve financial freedom. You have to move into the top 5% of your industry. You have to be better than almost everybody else. And so for me, I had to read a different book than what you're going to have to read, because I had to learn how to get good at my particular industry. And so I'd like to put a link there to the book I read, the DJ book. Do you have that DJ book with you over there, Chip? Okay, I'd like to see if you can read the title of this book. This is the book that everyone doesn't want to write down, because you're not going to have to read this book unless you want to become a DJ.
The Mobile DJ Handbook, How to Start and Run a Profitable Mobile Disc Jockey Service.
Oh, it's such a good book.
It feels like it would be a good read.
So you got to get into the top 5% of your industry, and you've got to make a list of all the problems that you can solve for your ideal and likely buyers. And you got to go do that. Now, step two, this is chapter two for me, is your competition will start to hate you. It is going to happen. There has never been a business I've ever worked with, I've ever been around, I've ever seen, who's ever achieved success without having a big competitor. It's going to happen. I mean, Southwest Airlines ran into a world of trouble from their competition, who actually tried to make it illegal. They tried to pass laws to keep them from being in business. I could go on and on, just spending entire shows, and maybe at some point I will, talking about the absolute hell that Southwest Airlines went through to get started. What about Sam Walton? When he finally got his variety store to be profitable, his Ben Franklin store, and his landlord became his competitor. So they just chose to not renew his lease, thus kicking him out on the street, and the guy just took over his business. I mean, that happened. And he had been in business for years.
Oh, my gosh.
That's happened. I mean, these kind of things happen all the time. Walt Disney, he'd finally created a mouse that people liked. Yeah, his name was Mickey. No, it wasn't Mickey. It was Mortimer. He made a mouse by the name of Mortimer. And Mortimer was his first mouse that he made that the people liked. And turns out he didn't have the rights to use it because his client became his competitor. You know, Walt Disney lost it all 7 times before he finally teamed up with his brother Roy.
That's pretty crazy to
7.
Think. That's pretty crazy.
So, you know, Henry Ford, he wanted to make an affordable automobile. And you know that his competitors wanted to make it illegal for him to even make an automobile, saying that they had the patent on the concept of the automobile to begin with?
Of course they did.
I'm telling you what, competition will wear you out. And I can tell you, I spent too many years of my life fighting them. So I wish, if I could go back and do it again, I would have just had a pep talk. I would have heard the show and would have heard, hey, you know what? If your competition's talking about you, they're just scared. And that's what my mentor, Lori Montag, told me. She was built several multi-million dollar companies, and I was so worked up about it, always trying to right every wrong, trying to call them, meeting them for lunch.
Yeah, but they said this, and it wasn't true.
Chip, I literally went out to lunch with my competitors trying to see if we could get on the same page. And now I think about it, I'm going, that is so dumb.
Time waster.
Like, what could we have possibly got on the same page about? I'm a Palestinian, and I want to kill all of the Jews. And you're Jewish, and you believe that you, as Israel, have your own right to exist. And I, as a member of the Iranian military government, I believe that all the infidels should be pushed into the sea.
Let's go have tea.
I mean, seriously, the extreme radical members of the Muslim fringe group in Iran there, they don't have a whole lot of common ground with the Israelis. Their goal is to destroy them. So you just got to understand, you got to quit spending time. I spent way too long on that. Chapter 3 of my life, I had to design a sustainable schedule. And I didn't do that until 2007, really. I didn't even determine that I had a life problem until I actually wrote down the F6 life goals for faith, family, finances, fitness, friendship, fun. And I realized I wasn't having any fun. I wasn't developing any friendships. I was staying in shape. I was making money, but I wasn't spending any time with my family, and I wasn't pursuing my faith.
You had your F2 goals on lockdown.
I did. I had life balance in one area. Now, chapter four, this is serious, though. I mean, Donald J. Trump has been divorced a couple times. Elon Musk, divorced. Steve Jobs, divorced. A lot of times their marriages don't work because they sacrificed everything for the almighty dollar. And you can have success and have a successful life and family. I know it's possible. You can do it.
Okay? You can do it.
Chapter four. I decided to mentor those masses. You know, so we're traveling around the world, speaking in San Diego all the time, in Las Vegas, speaking to UPS, O'Reilly's, you know, National Community Bankers Association, EXP Realty, Maytag University, Farmers Insurance, realizing that at the end of the day, you know what? The format of doing a one-hour motivational talk isn't going to teach people the technical skills they need to learn to build a sales script or to optimize their website or to fix their accounting. And so we started creating the workshops that we have in Tulsa, and now they're legendary. They're 2 days long. They're 15 hours of power. But it took me 3 years of traveling around speaking all of the time. I remember one June I had like 8 events to realize, you know what? These 30-minute talks, these 40-minute talks, I'm getting paid well, but I'm not able to answer any detailed questions.
And you're gone for 3 or 4 days.
I'm gone. I'm always prepping for the next event, traveling around with my books while putting all my print pieces up everywhere. And so I decided to just be
trying to find the pants that you didn't bring with you.
And that's why we have those workshops now. That's why we have
so
those
much
workshops.
Better.
And I found my pants. Now, chapter five, this is where I have been stuck until like the last, like, I don't know. Like last 6 months.
Yeah.
Like it's pruning the tree of mind rapers and frenemies. So when we come back, we're going to talk about pruning the tree.
I'm excited to get into this.
Of mind rapers and frenemies. And I'll just tee up this little idea. Friends of my enemies are my enemies. That little phrase changed everything for me. Friends of my enemies are my enemies. It's a Thrive Time show on your radio. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
The center of the universe. It's Business School without the BS. Featuring optometrist turned entrepreneur, Dr. Robert Zellner, with USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark.
This moment is profound because you're above the ground. Your road might have been rough, but what you got now is now. We're here to pick you up and to even show you how. But you gotta be resourceful with that old pow pow. Started from the bottom, but I worked my way up because my 4 a.m. Always been prayed up. Rise and grind, now's your time. Don't dare let up. You gotta get it, don't quit it till your seeds grow up.
It's your year to thrive.
Come on, come on.
Success you will find.
Yes, yes.
Today is your day.
Somebody say.
And now is your time.
It's your time.
It's your year to thrive.
Come on, come on.
Success you will find. Today is your day. And now is your time.
It's your time. Yeah, yeah. We all have a wish and we all want to win. But we cannot begin without self-discipline. If you fall on your face, get yourself up again. Attach yourself to goals, not fail with the friends. When the storms get rough and they scatter and leave, you only be there with yourself and what you believe. We believe in you, but not as much as God does. If you're going through hell, he's got nothing but love. Apply what you learn, increase what you earn, and in due time.
You got money to burn. Apply what you've learned. Increase what you've earned. And in due time, you got money to burn.
Apply what you learn. Increase what you earn. And in due time, you'll have money to burn. That is my prayer. That's my passion. That is my entire focus, is to help you achieve both time freedom and financial freedom. And on today's show, we're talking about finding significance. And specifically, one of the issues that I had, this is kind of chapter five of my business career, that I'm now 6 months into. This is my the last two chapters are really kind of like my I don't know, I'm always evolving. You're always evolving, right? I mean, everybody listening to this show, we're always getting better or worse. We're not staying the same, though. And so one of the things I started to be very intentional about 6 months ago was pruning the tree of mind rapers and frenemies. Now, I want to make sure, because the word rape is a bad word.
It kind of gets your attention there, doesn't it?
Yeah, the word rape is not one that you really, you know, you want to talk about a lot. But it's it's where you are forcibly, you're forcibly doing something to somebody, right? It's awful. And one of the things I discovered was because I know how to build a successful company, and because that's not hard for me anymore, a lot of people that are not, I'm not giving permission to enter into my life, will reach out, Chup, and they're not clients. I don't mind helping clients,
right?
But they're not a client. They're just somebody in my life who says, "Hey, I have a question," and so I feel bad or felt guilty that I wasn't able to help them. Now, the problem is, you think about Elephant in the Room or one of our businesses, okay? So let's just take Elephant in the Room as an example.
Okay,
If there's 90 employees and each one of them has a 30-minute question per month, like just one 30-minute question.
90 employees.
Yeah, so 90 employees. And they had, one 30-minute question. Then that would equal, for me, that would be 2,700 minutes.
That's 45 hours.
Right. So I would have just lost 45 hours of time with my kids. So I've started to say, increasingly, as our companies have scaled, I'm not available.
But stick to the org chart. Stick to the org chart.
You need to go talk to your manager.
Right.
And when you do that, it upsets people, Chup, that used to have access to you. Does this make sense?
Yeah, that's true.
So let me give an example that it is what it is, and I think that Ryan handled it fine. But my friend, Ryan Tedder, he was the guy who started the group One Republic. And I used to, would call Ryan and he'd answer the phone. He'd call me, I'd answer the phone. I saw he performed at my wedding. He was on the floor in college. If I wanted to borrow toothpaste, I could walk down the hall. If he wanted to borrow a mic, he'd walk down the hall. And we got to be friends, from college. And Ryan wrote that little ditty called Too Late to Apologize.
I think I've heard of that.
After working for like 6 years in the music industry with getting almost no traction, writing songs for artists that, people knew their name, but he wasn't getting a lot of credit.
No, that's not true, Clay. He's an overnight success.
He was writing for Bubba Sparks en route to his overnight success.
Okay.
He was writing for Jackie Velasquez, AJ from the Backstreet Boys,
okay,
Lance from NSYNC, but never like the NSYNC. Or never like the big hit. It was like the guy who worked for the big hit guy.
Gotcha.
And so Ryan, though, when he got a ton of success, I mean, One Republic is massive now. And it's massive. And so guess what started to happen when I would call Ryan? You know what happened when I would call Ryan?
He would answer.
He wouldn't answer anymore.
Not current. It was the past.
Yeah. I mean, for my birthday, he invited me on the tour bus, and we got a chance to go to his home in Colorado and spend time with him. But when I would call, he would no longer answer the phone, because he had to have somebody whose entire job was to get the hanger-oners out of the picture.
Filter.
Yeah, because, I mean, if Jay-Z's calling him or Beyonce's calling him, in all sincerity, he wrote the song Halo, so it could be Jay-Z or Beyonce, or if Bono from U2, I mean, he's written songs for U2, he's toured with him. If they're calling to get a hold of him about a song he's working on, or if Rihanna's trying to reach him, or Kelly Clarkson, or Adele, or any of these artists that he's worked with, if they're trying to get a hold of him, Paul McCartney, I mean, if they're trying to get a hold of him, Pharrell, if they're trying to get a hold of him, he can't have his phone line be filled with everybody he's ever met.
A lot of people.
And the reality is my relationship with him was a very positive relationship, but I wasn't his best friend.
Yeah.
And I know it was hard for him, but he probably had to make a list and go, you know what, I can be accessible moving forward to these people, but not to everybody. And so his buddy Dave, that I went to college with, Dave, his friend, became kind of like his assistant and kind of like his filter. So you couldn't call Ryan anymore. You'd call Dave. And now I don't even know who you have to call because I can't reach him if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But there was a time in my life where I could reach him. And I can just tell you that I'm not mad at him. It's just if you're going to, you can't create more time. You can always make more money. And so one concept I learned along the way, and I'd like for you to maybe talk about this because this is something I think the listeners have to get. You need to make a list right now of the people who are friends of your enemies, because the friends of your enemies are your enemies. The friends of your enemies are your enemies. The friends of my enemies are my enemies, because passive-aggressive people are worse than aggressive people. Chup, can you please explain what it means to be a friend of the enemy.
Yeah. So let's say you have a common acquaintance, and then you find out that, hey, you're friends with somebody you've been in a business battle with, or you were partners at one point and you guys had a bad breakup. Well, is it going to make sense for you to invest that? We're talking about time freedom, right? Are you going to invest time in somebody that you know is loyal to your opposition?
Right.
If you know that they're going to be loyal to them, why spend that time developing that relationship?
This is a deep thought.
Oh, my God. You develop a relationship that's not going to produce anything for you. Now, I'm not saying be selfish and only develop relationships with people that you can take advantage of. That's not what we're getting at. But everything, you know, one of the business pig rules is you got to make everything a win-win, right? Pigs get fed and hogs get butchered.
As an example, with the elephant in the room haircut business, I don't care where you get your haircut. You can get your haircut wherever you want.
Yeah.
But there was a guy who was in my life who intentionally... When we had an employee on our team who was busted for stealing clients and doing some stuff that was really shady, so I fired the guy. And when I fired the guy, a guy who I thought was my friend from Oral Roberts University started getting his hair cut at that guy's business. Furthermore, he started encouraging other people to get their hair cut at the business.
Mm.
And I determined he was actually a friend of my enemy. So I called him on it. I said, hey, are you aware of why he was fired? He said, well, yeah. And I said, so how could you still be friends with the guy who screwed us like that? I mean, I don't understand. He goes, hey, look, buddy, you know, God's going to forgive him. And I'm like, okay, great, but I can't be your friend anymore, because if you're a friend of my enemy,
right,
you are my enemy. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the difficulty of pruning the tree of mind rapers and frenemies. It's a Thrive Time Show. What a radio.
It's just me against the world.
Presenting the world's only business school without the BS, with optometrist and entrepreneur Dr. Robert Zellner and USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark.
I'm a father of five with maniacal focus to teach the proven moves, no hocus pocus. Cause getting rich quick is not a move, but the proven system will make your life improve. See, I'm more than just a rhymer, like a horse with blinders. Focused on the Thrive Time Show, that's where you find us. He be the Z and I be the C, teaching business skills from Clay to Z. We both grew up poor, but we're poor no more. The goal of this show is to help you score. So I couldn't see the mic until my son could see, but I learned to rock the mic in the high school scene. A young DJ with a $1 million dream.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your radio. My name is Clay Clark. I am a business coach, and I could not be more excited. It's not possible for me to be more excited to be here with you, because I know that this is what the Lord wants me to do. I know that I am specifically sitting in the right seat at the right time, talking to the right listeners about the right subjects, and I know somebody today needs to hear this message. We're talking about finding significance, and specifically, we're what kind of walking you through my career or my history, and we're on chapter five or part five of my career. And this is the part that's difficult, and it's really been the last 6 months of my life, actually. But it's pruning the tree of mind rapers and frenemies. And a mind raper, in my mind, is somebody who forcibly tries to get knowledge out of my head, and they are not a customer, and they are not somebody in the org chart who should have access to me.
Right.
And so I'll just give you an example. I get a lot of text messages from people that will text me a message that is like at least a page long text. So it's like two text messages. And it's like a series of questions. So it'll be like this. It'll say, hey, my permalink on my website is off. Is there any way you could tell me how to adjust it? But they're not a paying customer. They're not a paying client. They're not somebody who's really a friend of mine. They're somebody who I know through an acquaintance 4 years ago. Or they'll say, hey, real quick, I wanted to see. This just happened last
week. Real quick.
Someone said, could you speak at an event in Oklahoma City? And I have no problem. I'm honored that someone would want to put up with me and have me come speak there. And they said, we heard you speak at a different event years ago. We'd like you to speak.
Yeah.
And so I thought I was tactful. I picked up the phone. I called the person. I said, I really appreciate the invite, but I cannot speak. And they said, why? And I said, well, I have five kids, and I'm trying to speak to them, you know, a lot this year, you know, trying to really invest time with my kids. And she says, yeah, but it's a thing where, like, we're really counting on it. And I said, I appreciate that, and I'm sorry if I let you guys down in some capacity, but I'm not going to do any events, nor did I commit to doing the event. She said, well, the event planner told me, though, you did it last year or a couple years ago, and we really were counting on it. This is a big event, you know, and it's a charity event. We're raising money for this, and we're actually going to pay an honorarium of $5,000. And I said, no, you're understanding. My goal this year is to be the best dad in the world. So I'm going to be going to Colorado every 4 weeks if possible. Really? She says. I said, yeah. So I want to book a trip where every 4 weeks I go to Colorado because I have business there and I could write it off. because I will do business while I'm there. And I love the mountains and I love my kids and I want to do that. And I also want to have a workshop for our listeners every month because
every
people
month.
Love those things. And I want to do it once a month. And I really, I am also going to be working for $1 a year for a church in Owensboro, helping them build their systems. And so I want to do that. And then I just, so no, but she wouldn't get off the subject. So I finally had to just say, you know what? It's not going to happen. We're done. She said some negative things. So Matthew 5:10 is the verse that I refer to. It says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." I'm not saying I'm righteous all the time. I'm just saying I was right to stand up for my kids and my family because certainly no one else is.
And your goals. That's the whole thing. Like, she's trying to put something else on you. That's not your goal.
So she was, you know, attacking the idea that I wasn't available. And so Peter, you know, Peter, he worked with Jesus, you know, and he denied him three times. He denied him. Peter denied Jesus three times before the rooster crowed, as was prophesied. He denied him. Judas betrayed Jesus, and so I just find that whether you're Jesus Christ or you're a fairly good manager or a business owner, you're going to be betrayed, persecuted, turned in for a few coins in Judas's case. He turned him over for money. This introduces the concept of the justice bus, and so it's a phrase I've been working on all year. I say this all the time, not to my wife. I say, babe, there is no justice. There is just us, and I couldn't count the traitors with an abacus, right? So that gossip and betray like the name Judas, right? So coattail riding maggots, they leech and fuss that their fame hadn't happened yet, right? So that's what happened. So these are thoughts. And so all I would just say is that lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Proverbs 10:4. Proverbs 13:11, dishonest money dwindles away. So people that are wanting to get rich quick won't like me. People that aren't sowing the seeds always want money from me. People that don't get to work with our business coach program because we're already booked out in their category, I'm not going to work with five chiropractors in the same city. It's just not how we do it. We work with one business owner of each niche unless there's a specific unique circumstance. And so, but all I'd say, Chup, is that if you have to identify this year, right now, all the listeners, if you want to improve your happiness, who your enemies are, that's one, right?
Yep.
But now you got to identify the friends of yours that are friends of your enemies.
It's kind of like they're the middle link in the chain that's still holding you to those enemies. So you got to break that chain. You got to get them out of there.
Break that. And Chup, every time I've broken the chain this year, the last 6 months, it's been awesome.
I can tell them like a difference as like you've been pruning the tree.
Have you?
You know, been around for a few years now, seen some of the pruning being done. And now that you've had the chance to duplicate and scale and start creating more time freedom and prune that tree, it just makes life a lot better, does it not?
It does.
It's just so much better.
It is. I love it when you're having a New Year's Eve party and you have people that you sincerely like over.
Yeah.
Nothing's worse than having a traitor in the midst.
Yeah, you're not worried about people. Like you can actually be yourself for a minute.
Oh, it's so
you know
good.
What I mean?
Our Christmas party this year, we didn't have any idiots at the Christmas party.
It was great.
All the people on our team are people I wanted to be there.
The only idiots were us in the crazy Christmas suits.
You were great. You were great. But I had those were epic Christmas suits.
They were
by
good.
The way.
It was a good time.
How much did you have to pay for that?
$20, man.
Oh, it's a great
deal. Oh, yeah, it was a great deal.
I'll tell you what, it looked so classy. I would have thought it was like $24.
It was actually $60, but I got it on a great sale.
Unbelievable. It looked great. It looked great. But I did have to tell somebody you're not invited to the party.
Right.
And so I had to make that call. But the thing is, if you can have a difficult conversation, you can have time freedom.
That's right.
If you can't have difficult conversations, you can't. Now, chapter 6 of my life, this is kind of my final part. This is kind of where I'm at right now. I don't know how long I'll stay here. I think it's going to be 10 years, though. But it's pulpits.
10 years process.
Principles and life design. Pulpits, principles, and life design. So I want to spend a disproportionate amount of time with my wife, like we were dating, and my kids, like they're newly born. Right? Because anything new is exciting. Newly born kids.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
New wife. I want to refresh. I want to hit the refresh button with my wife and my kids. My music. I love doing music. Seven people like the music, but I like the music. Mentoring millions. I want to focus on that. I don't want to focus on mentoring a particular client. So you'll see less of me working one-on-one with the clients so I can make all of the business coach paths. I'm now making the business plan for every one of our clients, which is why I'm not actually meeting with the actual clients anymore. The man cave. I want to spend more time in the man cave and less time not in the man cave.
More uplights.
I love uplights.
That's awesome.
The man cave. I love the mountaintops. I want to spend more time on the mountaintops.
Yes.
And I really want to commit this year to seeing less of, to being seen less so I can be heard more. Because we have thousands of people who download the podcast and with emails, questions every day. And so far, we can keep up with all the questions. But eventually, we will get overwhelmed and our brains will explode. And so I'm going to be seeing less of people so they can hear more of the business wisdom that I've learned over the years. My name's Clay Clark. I am a business coach. And I invite you to listen to the lyrics to this song.
Oh, yeah.
And to maybe write down what the lyrics mean to you. Because I think there's somebody out there who you're having continual problems with having wrong people in your life. No matter how much money you have, if you have the wrong people in your life, they will always ruin every party, every event, every office atmosphere. It might be a year for you to prune that tree. Also, I invite you to subscribe to the Thrive Time Show podcast on iTunes. Subscribe, leave us a review, send us proof that you did it by emailing us info@thrive15.com, and we will send you free conference tickets to our next in-person Thrive Time workshop. That's two tickets, Chubb.
Two tickets.
Now, Thrive Nation, again, I want you to listen to these lyrics. Just listen to the lyrics, take some notes, and I'll see you tomorrow. It's the Thrive Time Show on radio.
Drive your high heel into my heart. I don't even care, 'cause my pride is worth much more than your stupid little love. Every word that you say keeps on bouncing around in my head. When all my delusions of grandeur have turned into bad jokes instead, you'll be there pointing and laughing to prove you were wiser than I. Well, I'm just pretending perfection, I'm flying uncomfortably high. It feels like I'm falling.
If you feel like you're falling, get out to one of our conferences.
It feels
we can
like
help
I'm
you.
Falling.
If you feel like you're falling, I'm telling you, you're not alone. We can help you. Just book your tickets
it feels
today.
Like I'm
we got parachutes.
Protein.
It feels like I'm falling.
High fives. Hugs. Free fist bumps.
Yeah.
Boom. Stay tuned. It's the Thrive Time Show on your radio. You want to stay tuned for a day. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show. You got to listen for 24 hours in a row. We'll be back tomorrow from 12 to 2. It is the Thrive Time Show. Radio. 3, 2.